Good afternoon. It is a Thursday, October the 13th, 2016. 1:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Scott Spears along with you on the ride here today, and we should have a lot of interesting guests this hour, so stay tuned. We don't know who's coming. The first hour was certainly a lot of fun. There is one thing we do want to remind everybody of, though, that the League of Women Voters, the Marion, Ohio League of Women Voters Candidates Night, will be broadcast live and exclusively right here on WWGH Radio next Thursday, October the 20th, starting at 7:30 p.m. You can listen live over the air at 107.1 FM or on the internet, www.wwgh1071.com, or by downloading the free TuneIn app on any mobile device and searching WWGH. Also remember, the Marion League of Women Voters event will be taking place at the Marion Senior Center. That's at 2375 Harding Highway East. The doors will open at 7 p.m. The radio broadcast will begin at 7:30. Don't miss that. Also, the Marion Salem United Methodist Church Craft Bazaar will be going on at 1640 Salem Road in Caledonia. Telephone number 419-947-5383. Lots of crafts, a bake sale, raffles, vendors, all kinds of stuff. That'll be this Saturday, next Saturday, October the 22nd, 9 to 3 p.m. So don't miss that. Also, here in the mall, today, tomorrow, and Saturday, the Health Profiles event is going on with Marion General Hospital. That all starts at 7 a.m. That's today, tomorrow, and Friday, October 13th, 14th, and 15th. And the Sunburst Beauty Pageant offering a costume contest is Sunday, October 23rd at 2016. Right here in the Marion Center Mall. Sunday, October 23rd, the Sunburst Beauty Pageant coming up. So, all kinds of stuff, and the big wrestling event, the Halloween Bash coming up on Saturday night, October the 29th at 7 p.m. at the old YMCA on Church Street. $10 a seat. You can get them here at WWGH Radio next to the Crafter's Coop or at the door that night. Doors will open at 6 p.m. There'll be concessions and all kinds of great stuff. Big match that night. Champion Bobo Brazil Jr. puts the title on the line against the Butcher Beast with Big Bully Busick, WWE legend, in his corner. And in the newly created three-way Texas Tornado match for the United States title, it's 565-pound Uncle Hog facing Dick the Bruiser Jr., facing Ox Baker Jr. with Big Bully Busick in his corner. Also, a deadly drawing battle royal that night to crown the new number one contender for the heavyweight title, whoever the heavyweight champion should be, after the Bobo Brazil Butcher Beast match. $10 a seat. Get the tickets at the radio station Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. $10 a seat. The old YMCA on Church Street, October 29th at 7 p.m. Mikey the Maniac also there. Preston Churchill, the great-great-grandson of Winston Churchill, a whole host of others. The great Akuma, mysterious man from Japan. You won't want to miss a moment of that, I assure you. And I think we have some phone calls coming in here in the next hour. But if you want to call in, if there's anything on your mind you would like to share, feel free to give us a call. And I think we're getting a call right now. Hey, you're live on the air. Go ahead. Yes, are you there? Caller. Are you there, caller? Well, maybe you're not there. Okay. Well, let's hope that caller calls back. Again, the number 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a call, and we will get you up on the air, and maybe we're getting that call back here. Hey, you're live on WWGH Radio. Go ahead.
This is your buddy, the Bruiser. I'm looking for Scott Spears. Are you right there, brother?
I am. This is such a pleasure. A newcomer to Classic Championship Wrestling on October the 29th, but certainly not a newcomer to the wrestling business. Bruiser Jr., Bruiser, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic. I am looking so forward to being in Marion, Ohio on October 29th. That's Saturday night at 7 p.m. Am I correct about the time?
That's exactly right. Saturday, October 29th, 7 p.m.
All right, I'm going to invite all my Bruiser buddies to be there to help cheer me on that match because I'm wrestling. I'm in the ring with an ox, and I'm in the ring with a hog.
You have a big plate that night, I should say. It's a three-way Texas Tornado match for the newly created United States Championship. On one side, you've got a man who's been in Classic Championship Wrestling for 3 years, very hungry, 565-pound Uncle Hog. And on the other side, you've got Ox Baker Jr., now under the tutelage of Big Bully Busick.
Well, I tell you what, he's being trained under the tutelage of the Bully guy. That's going to make him a real tough guy to beat in the ring. But I want to tell you something there, Scott. I'm going to straighten out the ox's eyes, and I'm going to straighten out the hog's eyes. And if Bully gets in the ring, I'm going to straighten out his eyeballs with my fist, punch him both in the nose, and kick him all in the groin.
You have a very interesting strategy going into that match.
That's what I'm going to do. Straighten out their eyeballs, punch them in the nose, and kick them in the groin. And that's how the Bruiser's going to get his hand raised right there in Marion, Ohio, in front of all his great fans.
I have to ask you this, Bruiser. It's a very interesting match for the United States title because, theoretically, if Hog pins Ox or Ox pins the Hog, they could win the U.S. title and you wouldn't even be involved in the situation. How do you combat that?
Well, I'm just gonna try to be the only victor in that ring. That's how I'm gonna combat it.
Now, here's something else I want to bring up. On that night, October 29th, 7 p.m., over at the old YMCA on Church Street, you also are involved in that deadly drawing battle royal, which quite possibly could make you the new number one contender to the United States, or the heavyweight championship, excuse me, if you should win that over-the-top battle royal. What's your strategy in that one?
My strategy in that one is either to go out first or go out last. Whichever way it's going to be, because I am going to go crazy in that ring, and I am going to throw every one of those guys, those wrestlers, right out of the ring. If I happen to go out with them, I go out with them. If I grab a beer bottle and hit someone in the head, well, I'll do that too. Whatever it takes for me to get my hand raised and be the last man standing.
Now, one more question. When it comes to your three-way match with Ox Baker Jr. and Uncle Hog, I know you have no problem putting Big Bully Busick away should he get involved, but he has a predilection to get involved in these matches, and do you think that that is likely to happen?
I'm sure he's going to get involved one way or another. How can you not get involved? It's hard to stay back and see me beat up on his protege, the Ox.
And you
sitting there begging.
And you are going on record as to say you are walking out of there with the United States title, and if Bully gets involved, you're going to straighten out his eyeballs.
I am. You're definitely going to straighten his eyeballs, punch him in the nose, and kick him in the groin, and watch my hand get raised.
Bruiser, yes. Jr., it is a pleasure to talk with you. We look forward to seeing you on October 29th.
I will be there. You be there. All my fans be there. I can't wait. It's going to be the greatest time in the world.
Dick the Bruiser Jr., that is one you're not going to want to miss. Again, October 29th, what an event this is shaping up to be. We've now heard from Dick the Bruiser Jr., one of the participants in that big three-way Texas Tornado match for the United States Championship. And he said he was going to straighten the Bully's eyes out. I think that's fantastic. I think that maybe I might introduce the Bully to the Bruiser before the matches that night, then I won't have any problem at all. I can just coast right through. October 29th, 7 p.m., Old YMCA at Church Street. On Church Street. You're not going to want to miss that. And guess what? Another call is coming our way. You're live on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm calling in. What do you want? This is Ox Baker Jr.
Oh, here we go. Ox Baker Jr. Well, I had a long relationship with your father, and it's interesting to be talking to you for the first time live here on air.
Well, it's your privilege.
Well, that remains to be seen. Oxbaker Jr., you are headed into our big night here in Marion, October 29th, 7 p.m., Old YMCA, and you are involved in a three-way Texas Tornado match to become the first United States champion. 565-pound Uncle Hog and Dick the Bruiser Jr. We just heard from Dick the Bruiser Jr. He says he's going to straighten your eyes out and walk out of there with the United States championship.
He's going to straighten my eyes out. Who's going to straighten out his eyes? He's the one looking two different directions at the same time. He thinks he's going to beat me.
Well, he does think he's going to beat you.
Okay. That was a good laugh. Thank you. I don't know anything about this Cousin Hog. I've faced Dick the Bruiser Jr. several times in the past, and you know what? He has yet to beat me. Put my shoulders to the mat for a 1-2-3. He has not. And he's not going to on the 29th. Well, I can guarantee that.
Well, there's a first time for everything. Well,
you're right. There is a first time for everything. You are absolutely right. But you know what? I can tell you right now it's not going to happen unless I'm really tired and really sick and I'm within 2 inches of not being around. Then he might pin me, but it's not going to happen on the 29th.
Well, let's move past Dick the Bruiser Jr., a man you have not faced, Uncle Hog, 565 pounds. How are you going to combat that?
I can move faster than him, I can guarantee you.
Well, you've got to pin him. You've got to make him submit. How are you going to do that? How are you going to get one of those big ham hocks and put him away? I just don't see that happening.
Maybe I'll pick up Dick the Bruiser Jr. and hit Hog with Dick the Bruiser Jr. until he falls down, and then I'll pin both of them at the same time.
Well, that's awful heavy-duty talk, but again, it remains to be seen.
I got the hurt punch, the deadliest move in professional wrestling, taught to me by the only man that perfected it, my father, Ox Baker. And you know what? I can put down the 560-pound or whatever he is, I can put him down with one hurt punch. Nobody can stand up to the hurt punch. Trust me.
Okay, tell me this, Ox Jr. Why are you under the tutelage of Big Bully Busick? That man's a shyster. He's a flim-flam artist. He's a scam. Why have you aligned yourself with such a man from Steubenville, Ohio?
Why have I aligned myself with such a man? He is an upstanding man of the people. He knows what you need to do to win titles. He knows what you need to do to get things done, and he is going to be there giving me every inch of information that I need to beat that Big Hog and Little Dick the Bruiser.
Okay,
trust me. Well, it's all going to come to a beautiful... I'm going to have the U.S. title around my waist, just like Ox had his U.S. title. I'm going to be walking around, boom, U.S. title, U.S. champion, and you have got to bow down to me after that. You've got to bow down to me.
Frankly, I don't see it happening. But here's another issue you might want to take up with your little manager there, Bully, because he's also managing the Beast in the main event against Bobo Brazil Jr., and he seems to be very, very, very preoccupied with Bobo Brazil Jr. He's got lawyers calling in the show. He's worried about the headbutt. He could lose his mustache in that match. There's all kinds of things on the line. He doesn't seem too concerned with you. That's just my opinion, but you can listen to the tapes. They're online, WWGH 107.1. The archives are there to listen to. They are factual. He didn't seem to care too much about you. That's my take on the event.
That's because Bully and I have gone over this already, and he knows that I've got this. He knows that he ain't got to sweat what I'm going to do. He knows I'm going to take care of business. He's got to worry about his other commodities, the world championship. He's got to worry about that. That's more important than what I've got to do, because he knows that I can do this on my own. He knows he's just going to be there to guide me. He's not going to get involved. He's not going to worry about it. He doesn't have to worry about it. He knows what I do. I love to hurt people, and that's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to get the U.S. title, and then we're both going to go on and watch the Beast destroy Bobo Brazil Jr.
So you're saying that he doesn't have to worry about you, but he does have to worry about the Butcher.
No, no, he doesn't have to worry about the Butcher. He's got to worry about Bobo Brazil Jr., because that man will do anything to cheat, to win. He is dirty. You might think he's so, the people of the person of the people out there, that he is great and that he is, you know, he's the cleanest thing on in America, but he's not. That man cheats every time he gets in the ring. He is the dirtiest wrestler around in the Midwest. Trust me, if you can't trust anybody, you can't trust Bobo Brazil Jr. And that's what the bully knows. He knows you can't trust Bobo, that he's dirty and he'll cheat. He'll do anything he can to keep that title. He wouldn't have that title if he wasn't a cheater.
Two and a half years he's held that title. Now again, just to even this out, just my opinion, my humble opinion. I think he's slighting you because he knows the purse money on the main event's a little bigger. But beyond that, let's go look at this Deadly Drawing Battle Royal, because it will... two men will start out. Every 2 minutes, a new man will enter. The luck of the draw is very important. Over-the-top rope battle royal. And the winner of that will be the new number one contender for the heavyweight title, the most prestigious belt in the Midwest here, certainly in Ohio. Now, tell me this. Let's say the last 2 men in the ring are you and the Butcher. How's that going to play out?
Well, if the Butcher's already got the title belt, why is he going to be in there?
Because we don't know who will have the title belt that night. And
oh, no, we know.
No, we don't know. We don't know.
We know. Oh, come on.
Now, hold on. Now,
Now
here's...
We know the Butcher's going to destroy Bobo Brazil Jr.
Well, here's
and
what...
Then,
let me explain the rules to the fans, because we do not know who will walk out of there with the heavyweight title match. Both Bobo and Butcher, on a fair rule committee here, have been entered in that match. Now let's say that the Butcher should win the heavyweight title, which highly unlikely, but let's say it happens, and he wins that battle royal, then he would retain the title. He wouldn't have to worry about a number one contender right now, and that would be chosen by the executive committee. But the person who wins the battle royal, just think, if you dumped the current heavyweight champion, became the number one contender, what momentum you would have going in to a big event like the Christmas Classic or Wrestle Bowl in November to win that heavyweight title. But that's not my question. Don't be evasive of the question. If it's you and the Butcher at the end, what would you do?
I would do what's best for me.
Ah, an opportunist.
Now, I'm not an opportunist. Butcher's already got the belt.
No, we don't know that.
Well, in my eyes, Butcher already has the belt.
Can you beat the Butcher?
And I have to go in and make sure that no one else gets to the Butcher to bother the Butcher, because the Butcher just had a big match against Bobo Brazil Jr., and he won the title. And I got to make sure that the Butcher is safe.
So once again, you're just a hitman. You're really second fiddle in the Bullies.
I'm not second fiddle.
You are second fiddle.
I'll be the U.S. champion. I'll be the U.S. champion and the rightful number one contender to the championship anyway.
The U.S.
And then I'm going into the battle royal, and I'm going to make it official, and I'm going to have everything. Because I'm going to be there. I don't need the I don't need gold around my waist to prove how good I am, how dangerous I am, and what I can do to people.
Did Bully tell you that? Because he's clearly sold you down the river. That you he has sold you so far down the river. You are just a henchman to protect his chances of getting the heavyweight title. And frankly, I think this could all backfire, and Bobo might walk out the world champion, our heavyweight champion. The odds makers in Atlantic City and in Las Vegas have said he's on odds. The odds makers have put him to win the United States title. And Bully, in that case, would lose his mustache, would lose both titles, two titles in one night, and you guys would probably turn on him, because we know you're all opportunists. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I want to quote you from earlier on in this interview. You will do what's best for me. That's what you said. You'll do what's best for me.
You know I love to hurt people. So as long as I get to hurt people, I don't need a belt around my waist to know what I can do and what I will do to people. I want to hurt people. I'm going to get two guys in the ring, and I'm going to get to hurt them. And then in the battle royal, I'm going to get several other wrestlers from around the Midwest, the best in the Midwest that you can gather at that night, and I will hurt every single one of them that gets in my way.
Mikey,
will be happy.
Yeah, hold on.
Belt to no belt, I will be happy, and
hold
I'll
on.
Be getting what I was told I was going to get.
Yeah,
told
what you were going to get from Big Bully. By the way, do you know other contestants in that battle royal? Mikey the Maniac, Theo Storm, Preston Churchill, the great grandson, Lord Preston Churchill of Winston Churchill, the great Akuma, the mysterious man from overseas. Do you understand who's in this event? Bobo Brazil Jr.
I do understand who's in the event.
How are you going to get the hog over the top rope?
I look forward to hurting every single one of them.
Okay, well, including the butcher.
It's a beautiful thing.
Including the butcher.
Oh, no, the butcher.
No, you said the butcher.
Me and the butcher have an agreement.
You said the butcher.
Me and the butcher, we're going to split the guy's head right down the middle, and he's going to get to hurt them, and I'm going to get to hurt him, and then we'll switch that, and then we'll throw them all out.
Well,
we're going to beat the living snot out of anybody that comes around us, and then we'll do Rochambeau, and the winner of that is going to be the winner of the Battle Royal. The other one will step over the top rope graciously and hand it over.
Yeah, don't. You're going to, once again, second fiddle. Dick the Bruiser Jr. could put you out. And by the way, it's good that you guys are going to split people down the head, considering you're both sharing a brain, obviously. That bully
You got that cousin Hog. The only thing he has a
cousin
chance of
Hog.
Winning.
Uncle Hog.
It's Uncle Hog. Oh, he got older. I'm sorry. But Uncle Hog, the only thing he's got a chance of winning is the buffet eating championship that night. And I hope he's still down there at the Golden Corral, stuffing his face, because then I won't have to worry about him.
Ox Baker Jr., you're sharing a brain with the butcher, and I'm no friend of yours, but I can guarantee you that Bully has no allegiance to you whatsoever, and he's obviously brainwashed you, and you better think about that between now and October 29th here in Marion, Ohio, the Halloween Bash. I would unload him as quick as I'd unload an apartment full of bedbugs.
Really? You know, you're a mountain of misinformation, and I love it. It's beautiful. It's like listening to a debate, and you know what? You're losing. You're losing the debate. Willie's not even here defending himself, and all you're going to do is jump on the bully.
He was on earlier on, and I hope that goof from Steubenville's listening. He's more than welcome to call back in, the original Flim Flam artist from Steubenville. Ox Baker Jr., it's a pleasure. We'll see you on October 29th. And the pleasure will be seeing Uncle Hog just squish you like a bug.
I hope he brings Cousin Hog and Annie Hog and Grandma Hog, too, so they can all watch him lose.
Thank you, Ox.
Oh, you're welcome.
Ox Baker Jr., headed to Marion, Ohio on October 29th. I'm telling you, as we get closer to this event, people's ires, as they say, are getting up. And don't forget, this event is all supported by Schrader Computer. We certainly thank them for being the proud supporter of this event. Schrader Computer, 685 Delaware Avenue, Suite 116, telephone number 740-251-9335. What a great gift Schrader Computer is giving the fans here in Marion, Ohio. It's the Halloween Bash coming up October 29th, Old YMCA on Church Street. Big, big names. Bobo Brazil Jr., Butcher Beast, WWE legend, Big Bully Busick, Uncle Hog, Dick the Bruiser Jr., Ox Baker Jr. I hope that goof Big Bully Busick's listening. Bully, if you're out there, call back in. Or if anybody else would like to weigh in on the big show, give us a call. Remember, you can get your seats at the door, $10 a pop at the door at the Old YMCA. If you want to get them early, though, you can come to the WWGH studio Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. until 3 p.m., $10 a seat, an epic event you are surely not going to want to miss. For love or money, it is going to be something. Wow. What an amazing, amazing event this is going to be. Unparalleled. Absolutely unparalleled. Now, telephone lines again, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We can turn it back to politics for a second because I really have tried to get this in. The WikiLeaks thing. Here's what it is. In an email that was leaked from 2011, a senior fellow at the Center for American Progress wrote to Clinton's now campaign chairman, John Podesta, and her now campaign spokeswoman, Jennifer Palmieri, who are both Catholic, about many powerful elements of the conservative movement that are all Catholic, saying they were a bastardization of the faith and that they must be attracted to the systemic thought and severely backward gender relations. Palmieri responded, "I imagine they think it is the most socially acceptable, politically conservative religion, their rich friends wouldn't understand it if they became evangelicals. Podesta did not respond. Okay, that's the story. Now, Trump is saying that's a bash on the Catholic religion. I'm not sure why. I don't know why that's a bash on the Catholic religion. If somebody knows, they can call in and tell me. 740-383-9944, because it was said, powerful elements of the conservative movement that are all Catholic think that it's, I don't know, they must be attracted to the systemic thought and severely backwards gender relations. Now, that's an opinion of the church, I guess, but both of these people who were sending the emails back and forth were Catholic. So, I don't know. Is that a big insult? Let me know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And again, that came out from WikiLeaks. Nobody has said that it's true or not true or not accurate, but we do now know that it looks like WikiLeaks is coming from Russia. Former Governor Dick Celeste was on. Former governor of Ohio was on an hour number one, and he says that it looks like it is coming from Russia. Is that good that Russia is fooling with this election and also fooling with some of the voting processes down in Florida? Why are they doing this? And why aren't they hacking into Donald Trump's emails? I don't understand. I understand this is an election, but I don't know. It's very, very peculiar, if you ask me. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And again, the New York Times today, if you didn't read it, they are featuring two stories about women who feel that they were sexually assaulted by Donald Trump. And last time I checked, there were over 10 women now who have reported to the same thing. And one was actually a reporter for People magazine. And she's reported it in People magazine, and I believe you can get those all on the internet. So, did he do it? Didn't he do it? Is it a crime? Isn't it a crime? The problem is, I think in general, that this video came out last week, and then on Sunday night, Anderson Cooper asked Donald Trump if he had ever done those things with women, and he said no, and now these women claim that he has. And apparently he was married. I know he was married when the People magazine thing happened, because the People magazine reporter says that Melania had left the room. So I think they were newly married. So it is very strange as time keeps on going on, as they say. 740-383-9944. And what has happened to Rudy Giuliani? I always like Rudy Giuliani. Rudy Giuliani was the mayor of America after September 11th, and he was speaking, I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before, it might have been the day before, he was speaking at a rally and said that Hillary Clinton was not in New York at September 11th, on September 11th, and that she never came. But then they found a picture of her standing with him the day after September 11th, and he had to apologize, which he did. He said, I was mistaken. But what's going on? What's going on with this political season? Why is everybody so strung out? Vote for who you want to vote for, but don't ruin your reputation, for goodness sakes. If you think about it, if Donald Trump had not run, I doubt any of this would have come out about his business or anything else. If Rudy Giuliani would not be out campaigning for Donald Trump, he would not be hurting his image, and I think he is hurting his image, by saying things like that about Hillary Clinton that he has to apologize for. And Hillary Clinton, I can almost guarantee you, would not be involved in this email saga. This is a dirty, dirty election. But people better take note, because we are all Americans. And I don't care who gets elected, Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton, on November 9th, the day after the election, we better all line up behind the president, because there are some strange things going on. Why is Russia tapping in to Podesta's email? You know, I understand that some Republicans like this because it's a dig at Hillary. Republicans, Donald Trump fans, whatever you want to say, you don't really know anymore, like this because it's a dig at Hillary Clinton. And I understand that. and I you know, it's not right to say those things, but it's also more important that if Hillary Clinton's people can be hacked, so can other people. So could Donald Trump's emails and the people working on his campaign. So could other military secrets. And we've almost nailed this down to Russia, and they're fooling with computers and voting strategies in Florida. I think people better take a pause for a second. You know, we have another debate coming up. Hopefully it'll be a policy debate and not a massacre and contentious like last Sunday, and hopefully we'll go into the election and you can vote for whoever you want to vote for. But people better pay attention to this Russia thing. Don't let this be a political diversion, that this is just a way to get at Hillary Clinton. It's just a way to get at things voting, the way voting goes in Florida. This is very important. You don't want the Russians, who are not friends of ours right now. We'd like them to be friends. I think we'd certainly, you know, I imagine we don't want to be angry with everybody all the time. But if they are hacking into our information, if they can hack into her information, if they can hack into her campaign, they can hack into your life, and they can hack into secrets. And we better get that shut down, and we all better agree to shut that down. Scary thing, because Vladimir Putin was in the KGB, and I've heard a lot of people say on a lot of news shows that this has KGB written all over it. And you know what? I don't think Ronald Reagan really got along with Jimmy Carter or Walter Mondale or Bill Clinton and George H.W. Bush at the time, but I'll tell you, they were all against Soviet meddling. And we better be all against Soviet meddling too. Russia, Vladimir Putin, getting in. This is the technology age, and there's a lot of information in emails that it doesn't even have to be classified, just things that they should not be involved with. It's very important to know that. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 44, give us a call and we can talk about it, because it is a dangerous, dangerous thing going on right now. Very dangerous. And people better start to pay attention. Again, we do want to run down some of these events. Call in anytime during this. 740-383-9944. Again, the Marion, Ohio League of Women Voters Candidates Night will be broadcast live and exclusively on WWGH Radio Thursday, October 20th. Starting at 7:30, you can listen live over the air at 107.1 FM or on the internet at WWGH1071.com or by downloading the free TuneIn app. And you can listen on any mobile device. Remember, this event will take place at the Marion Senior Center, 2375 Harding Highway East. The doors will open at 7 p.m. and the radio broadcast will begin at 7:30 p.m. Now, events coming up here at the mall. We are having the health profiles with Marion General Hospital today, tomorrow, and Saturday, the 13th, the 14th, and the 15th of October, starting at 7 a.m. every morning, and the Sunburst Beauty Pageant coming up on Sunday, October the 23rd, here in the Marion Center Mall. The Marion Salem United Methodist Church has the Craft Bazaar with pies and chicken sandwiches and rolls and everything. That's all taking place at 1640 Salem Road in Caledonia, center of Marion Edison Road and Salem Road, on October 22nd, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. If you want information on that event, call 419-947-5383. So all those events going on, and the big wrestling event right here in Marion, October 29th. It will be at the old YMCA on Church Street from 7 p.m. on, $10 a seat. You can get them here at the radio station anytime between now and October 29th, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., $10 a seat, or the night of the show at the door, old YMCA on Church Street. Don't confuse it with the new YMCA. That's the big Halloween bash wrestling event. Bobo Brazil Jr., Butcher Beast, WWE legend, Big Bully Busick on hand. Lots of stuff going on there. So, again, you can weigh in with your opinion on anything right now. Phone lines are open. We have a lot of topics. We have the WikiLeaks. We have the comments that were made in the Clinton campaign on Catholics. We have Donald Trump's accusations from the New York Times on women, that women, he sexually assaulted women. We have all that stuff. 87 people in the Republican Party, current office holders, have said they will not vote for Donald Trump now. Does that matter to you? Does that matter to them? 740-383-9944. Well, you know what we might do? Since nobody has an opinion on any of this, maybe we will do a trivia question, if I can find one here, very quickly. See if we can get a good trivia question up here. And we have tickets to the Columbus Zoo. We have Halloween tickets to Cedar Point. We have To Die For Cupcakes, Buckeye games to our bowling games to Buckeye Lane, celebrating 90 years. We have gift certificates for medium bags of popcorn to Pop Sensations right here in the Marion Center Mall, gourmet popcorn. Let's see if we can get a good trivia question moving. Let's see. Here's one. Okay. Let's get a good one here. Okay, who was the first president to ever talk on the phone when he spoke to Alexander Graham Bell, who was the on the other end, 13 miles away? He said, please speak a little more closely. Slowly. I'll say that again. Which president was the first president to ever talk on the phone? He spoke to Alexander Graham Bell, who was on the other end, 13 miles away, and this president said, please speak a little more slowly. If you can tell me which president that was, 740-383-9944, you can have two passes to the Columbus Zoo, you can have two passes to the Halloween weekends at Cedar Point, you can have a medium bag of popcorn to Pop Sensations Gourmet Popcorn. You can have the bag from CRT here, which has cups and pads and all kinds of good stuff. We have t-shirts from CRT, bowling games to Buckeye Lanes, and all you got to tell me is, who was the first president to ever talk on the telephone when he spoke to Alexander Graham Bell, who was 13 miles away, and he said, please speak a little more slowly. 740-383-9944. Give us a ring, and we will get you up on the air. And we also want to hear your opinions on everything else that we have talked about today, and we certainly have talked about a lot with 7 minutes left in this program, and it has been a program to behold, I assure you. How do you go from an attorney for the wrestling event to a former governor of Ohio, Dick Celeste, to Big Bully Busick, to Bruiser Jr., to Ox Baker Jr., to where we are now? How do you do it? I don't know. We managed today, though. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. For zoo tickets, Halloween weekend at Cedar Point, CRT box with cups and pads and all kinds of great things, all you gotta do is tell me, who was the first president ever to talk on the telephone? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Just give me a ring and we will get you up on the air. And you only have about 6 minutes left, so you will want to do that ASAP. Give us that ring, 740-383-9944. And again, very important to mention, the League of Women Voters debate, 7:30 next Thursday, October the 20th, right here on WWGH Radio. It's going to be big because we have got a sheriff's race. They will be seated. We have got two commissioner's races. They will be seated. Clerk of Courts race will be seated. Prosecutor's race will be seated. It's going to be an interesting night and enjoyable, and a chance for you to hear the candidates and see where they want to take the future of Marion County. And we will all want to know that as we make our informed decisions as we head to the polling places on November the 8th. And again, the presidential debate, the third and final presidential debate, will be next Wednesday. That will be October 19th between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. And then we will head out of that into Election Day, November the 8th. But does anybody have anything to say about the emails from Hillary, the hacked emails from her campaign manager? Does anybody have anything to say about the wrestling show that we've talked about? Does anybody have anything to say in regard to the Donald Trump accusations that were brought against, levied against him today? 740-383-9944. Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott, I just wanted to weigh in on that email thing. I agree with you 100%. I think we need to quit worrying about these minuscule things and start worrying about more serious issues like these emails. You know, I'm afraid of Russia. I lived through the Cold War and the days of Khrushchev. You know, I can remember them saying, "We will bury you." And I'm real scared of this Putin. He worries me. And,
well, you know,
I agree with you. You know, if they can hack into those people's emails, what else can they hack into?
Well, what I can't figure out is why that is not the story. I understand that we are in an election, and I understand that Donald Trump and Republicans like that story because it damages Hillary. But if they can get to her campaign manager's email, and in Florida, what else can they get to?
Absolutely. I agree. I think they need to get their head out of the sand and really concentrate on what's important right now and not worry so much about trying to, you know, slam each other. It's too critical of an issue.
Absolutely. Well, hey, I think
critical. Hey, listen, real quick, is it Rutherford B. Hayes?
It is not Rutherford B. Hayes, but that
okay,
was a good guess.
Just taking a guess. All right. Hey, have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Again, the question that we were referring to there, let me get it back up here. Who was the first president to speak on the telephone? 749944. Who was the first president ever to speak on the telephone here? Let me pull it up again. Who is the first president to ever speak on the telephone when he spoke to Alexander Graham Bell? So the first president spoke to the man who invented the telephone, who was only 13 miles away. The president said, "Please speak a little more slowly." You have 3 minutes to get in. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Who was the first to do that? The first president. You can get 2 tickets to the zoo, 2 tickets to the Halloween weekend at Cedar Point, to Die for Cupcakes, bowling games to Buckeye Lanes, a box here which contains a lot of great stuff from CRT, cups and notepads, and all kinds of great stuff. We've got some CRT t-shirts, popcorn, gourmet popcorn from Pop Sensations. 740-383-9944. 3 minutes. Who was the first president to ever speak on the telephone? It was not Rutherford B. Hayes, but that's a very good guess. Who did it? And who spoke to Alexander Graham Bell, who was only 13 miles away and said, "Could you speak more slowly?" Remember all the great events coming up. League of Women Voters debate next Thursday night, 7:30 p.m. Wrestling event coming up. Old YMCA on Church Street on October 29th at 7 p.m. Again, that's the B Church now. The old YMCA is what a lot of people know it as. And the things going on here at the mall, the health screenings going on Friday and Saturday, as well as today. The 14th and 15th, starting at 7 a.m. each morning, done by Marion General Hospital. And the Sunburst Beauty Pageant coming up on, get the paper again here, October the 23rd, Sunday, here in the mall. So all kinds of stuff coming up, all kinds of stuff you're not going to want to miss. Got a minute left. Who was the first president to speak on the telephone? Throw a name out there. It might be right. You never know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And take heed of that Russian thing. You might think it's a knock toward Hillary. You might think it's an election ploy. But when this election's over in less than 30 days, that's not going to be so much an election tool anymore. We want to thank everybody who's been on the program today. We want to thank Big Bully Busick and former Governor Celeste, who was on the program, everybody else. Hey, you're live on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, was it Taft?
It wasn't Taft. Good guess, though.
Thank you.
Not Taft. Boy, we're getting close here. We are getting very close. Do we get one more call today? 740-383-9944. Again, we thank former Governor Celeste for coming on today. We thank Big Bully Busick. We thank Oxbaker Jr. We thank Bruiser Jr. who will all be on hand for the big wrestling event October 29th here in Marion at the old YMCA, 7 p.m. Not the Governor Celeste, but he'll be around the state campaigning for Hillary. Anybody else? Who was the first president to speak on the phone? We can get one more guess in. 740-383-9944. Ooh, doesn't look like we're going to get anybody in, so it looks like for this day, this is going to be the time where I need to say, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout. Stay tuned to WWGH Radio. Lots more great programming.
No, it's never easy. You know, I mean, I could have taken an extra one. I had 1 year coming, so I did that 1 year. And they were fine with me. You know, Colin Powell said it best to me. When the train gets to the last stop, you get off. And nothing is forever. I never owned the camera. I was an employee of Time Warner. They were very good to me. I was very good for them. It wasn't a divorce per se. It was a long, happy marriage.
And legendary Dean of the White House Corps, Helen Thomas.
No, he won't call on me. I had two news conferences. I was